This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Daniel chapter 1, God's radical call to a young man who had it all. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Sometimes God calls a person who, from the world's point of view, has it all. Daniel was a young man like that. Before the fall of Jerusalem, he was a member of the royal family in Israel. When he was taken captive to Babylon, he was selected for special training in the court of the Babylonian king. Daniel chapter 1, verse 4, describes the qualifications of Daniel and the others selected for this training. Young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well-informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. What a list! Here were men, perfect physical specimens, men who had no blemish, men who were socially desirable, who possessed practical intelligence, who were mentally sharp, educationally qualified, and diplomatically capable of mingling with anyone in the king's palace. But other than Daniel and three of his friends, we don't even know their names. In God's eyes, they were simply a part of the mooing herd. Why? Because they apparently lacked the one major characteristic that God looks for and what He found in Daniel, a commitment to holiness in the sight of God. Daniel is a man known for his wisdom and for his prayer life. This is an interesting combination to find in a person, for often those who are endowed with wisdom and natural abilities are not celebrated for their devotional lives. But the Scriptures portray Daniel as a man of wisdom and piety. As we read the book of Daniel, we are made acutely aware that of the two qualities, wisdom and piety, piety is the overwhelming choice of God for His people. In Daniel, God found a young man who could serve in the corridors of power because he wasn't enamored by it all. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the food and drink of the pagans. He could be surrounded by the good life and turn his back on it out of devotion to God. Daniel was spiritually deep. He had a prayer life and a firm grasp of the Word of God. Christian, how is it with you today? If God has given you some of the same gifts and abilities that He gave Daniel, thank God for His goodness to you. But remember that it was not Daniel's IQ and his good looks, but his prayer and piety that made him useful to God. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you discover and claim God's promises from the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. You'll find Daily Walk a valuable aid in growing strong as a Christian. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Daniel faced his, but more often than not, we try to avoid ours. Our passage for tomorrow is Daniel chapters 4 through 6 on Daily Discipleship.